也是要自己做这个决定，没有人可以帮你做。
And finally, she made the right decision.
所以最后她就做了正确的回应。
So there's two things that happened here.
所以之后就又发生了另外两件事。
Afterwards, the first we are told that she was baptized.
第一件事我们看到她就受洗了。
And when Jay had spoken and shared his testimony, he shared almost a similar response. That he had given his life to Jesus, and then he was baptized following.
像刚刚弟兄分享的见证，我们也看到他就是做了一个这样子的决定，然后他就接受洗礼。
And I'm sure she might have asked Paul, "What now? What's next?"
我觉得他可能当时就问保罗说，所以我现在该做什么？
And he said, "You need to be baptized."
然后保罗就说，你现在需要受洗。
As any good preacher would tell someone.
就像任何的传道人应该都会这样子说。
And they're on the river, and she probably looked and said, let's do this.
然后她看到旁边刚好就是河边，然后她就她就说好。
And she was baptized like that.
所以她就领了洗。
And in the early church, this is the way it happened.
所以在早期的教会，这就是通常都是这样子做的。
You became a Christian and you were baptized quickly.
当你在早期的教会，当你像成为基督徒以后，你就很快就会领洗。
And it was a public statement.
这是一个公开的一个象征。
It was a time you could be proud.
那就是你可以很骄傲的一个时刻。
In front of all your friends and all your family.And all your Christian brothers and sisters.
就在家人跟朋友跟基督徒的弟兄姐妹前面。
And say, hey, guess what? Something big is happening today.
然后你就可以跟他们说，今天是很重要的日子。
But something bigger than that took place in my heart. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
今天非常重要，因为有一个很重要的东西。就很重要的神进入了我的生命，我现在就是基督徒了。
And I'm showing outwardly something that's taking place inwardly in my life.
所以我就是将我内在的经验表现在外在的一个行动上面。
But it's also a form of obedience toward God.
其实这也是一个顺服的表示。
Anything less would be disobedience.
所以你当你不这样子做的话，你就好像不顺服的。
And the Bible shows us through the illustration of Jesus' death and resurrection, Colossians 2:12.
圣经也说，这洗礼也是表达耶稣的死而复活。
In Colossians 2:12, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead.
在哥罗西书二章十二节说，你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活的神的功用。
I want you to imagine now when you first came to Christ.
我们现在想要让大家想回想那时候你刚刚认识耶稣的时候。
I remember I was in Oklahoma last weekend.And my mom shared about how I came to Christ for the first time.
上礼拜我回家里，然后我妈妈就跟我说我当时信主的经历。
And she shared how she came to me and said, "What do you think about coming to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?"
我妈妈记得说那时候她就过来问我，你觉得你相信耶稣怎么样？
And I thought, well, that sounds pretty good.
他就说我觉得这不错啊。
But in the next sentence, I was talking about Corvettes.
然后之后我就开始讲别的东西。
She knew I wasn't ready.
其实他就知道说其实我没有准备好。
Mothers always know.
其实通常母亲都知道。
But praise God that God convicted me and I came to know Christ as my Lord and Savior.
那感谢主让我最后还是有 认识他的机会。
And I was blessed to be able to pray, holding my parents' hands and asking Jesus Christ in my heart.
我也感谢神，我有机会可以握住我父母亲的手，然后一起跟他们祷告。
And I remember it was in a little old house, and I was kneeling on cold tile, and I prayed the sinner's prayer.
就是我信主的经历，就是我握住我父母的手，在一个小的屋子里面，我跪在地上，然后做了认罪的祷告。
The next thing that Lydia did is that she invited Paul and Luke and Silas, and I'm sure there is others over for dinner.
然后之后发生了一件事，就是吕迪亚他就邀请了保罗、路加还有希拉，或还可能还有很多其他的人去他家吃晚餐。
She was practicing hospitality.
他就是一个他就很有爱心的人。
And I'm sure Paul was very happy because a lot of times he was very dependent on others to provide for the needs that he had.
因为保罗他很多时候都需要别人来供应他日常的需要。
And when we have an inward change as Christians, it should come out on the outside.
因为当我们在当神来改变我们的生命的时候，我们其实应该是要反映在我们的外在的行为上面。
Our life should be turned upside down.
我们的生命应该是彻底改变的。
That we're not just followers of Jesus Christ, we're the ones that get to tell the truth to others.
我们不单只是跟随耶稣的人，我们需要用我们的行为来让别人看到耶稣。
And people ought to say, wow, there's something different about you.
所以别人应该是要看到说你的生命现在不一样了。
And sometimes I've known people that came to Christ, but they didn't plug in with the church.
我知道有些人可能就认识神，但是他们没有跟教会连接。
Or a Bible study.
或者是他们没有去查经小组。
Or other people to love them.
或是没有去爱别的人。
And they struggled to do it on their own.
然后他们就他们有时候就会很挣扎。
We look at John 13:35, which says,
约翰福音13章35节这样子说。
By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Today we got to experience the baptisms here at our church.
我们今天有看到当中的弟兄姐妹经历洗礼。
They experience forgiveness.
他们就经历到基督的赦免。
And they testified about their new life in Jesus Christ.
他们也见证说他们在神里面有新的生命，新的生命。
And we saw for ourselves an inward transformation.
我们也看到说他们内在是有改变。
And my question to you is God calling you today.
我现在对大家的问题是，神现在有在呼召你吗？
Lydia was at the right time, at the right place.
雷迪亚是在一个正确的时间，也在一个正确的地方。
We know that we need to seek God right now.
我们知道我们现在就要开始寻求神。
We know that Paul was preaching by the riverbank.
我们知道保罗就在河边来讲道。
We know that the Lord opened up her heart.
我们也知道神开导她的心。
And then she accepted.What Paul was saying.
他就接受了保罗讲的话。
She was then baptized.
然后他就领了洗。
And then she was brought into the family of believers.
他就被带进去这基督徒的家庭里面。
I want to challenge you today.
今天我给大家一个挑战。
There's some pencils and paper in the back.And I would encourage you to put your name and phone number if you'd like to talk to a pastor or a deacon.
我后面有一些笔跟纸，如果你想要 跟一个牧师聊天的话，你可以把你的名字跟电话写在纸上面。
And there's a box outside of our church, outside of the doors where you can slip that piece of paper in.
就在教堂门口有一个箱，你可以把你的写的名字跟电话放在箱子里面。
I believe today is the day for you.
我相信今天就是为你所预备的日子。
Won't you put your faith in Him?
我希望你可以把你的信心放在神里面。
Let us pray.
一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Lydia.
亲爱的天父，感谢你给我们为了吕迪亚来感谢你。
That we can see her life and how she sought you.
感谢你让我们看到在吕迪亚的生命里面怎样去认识你。
Lord, you opened her heart.
你开导了她的心。
As I believe you're opening many hearts today.
就好像你现在在开导我们大众人的心一样。
I pray for those that don't know you that they would not only open their heart, but they would choose to follow you.
我们为到我们当中还没认识你的人来祷告，求你来开导他的心，也让他们做正确的决定来跟随你。
What a wonderful place it is to have our life in you.
我们知道，我们在神你的生命里面是一个非常美好的事。
When we don't know you, we seek after the world.
当我们不认识你的时候，我们就追求世界上的东西。
Maybe we sought to come to America.
可能我们就这样子来到美国。
Maybe we sought higher learning through a PhD or postdoc.
可能我们就会去寻求很高的学问。
And all those things are good.
其实那些都是好事。
But they'll never come close to you, Lord.
但这并不能把我们带到你的那边。
Lord, give us the strength to make decisions now, not to put off what we know is right.
求你给我们能力，让我们可以跟随对的东西。
Give us the strength to do what we should.
也给我们能力去做我们应该做的事。
And for those that are believers,
为到我们相信你的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, I pray that you would give us a passion.
求你给我们有这个爱心。
That people can say, boy, that person is different.
让大家看到我们的时候就说我们是不一样的。
But not different in a bad way, different in a good way.
是一个很好的一个跟大家不一样的一个好的方面。
Lord, I pray that we would be changed people and that we would show the truth to others.
求神让我们可以改变别人的生命，也可以让真理彰显在我们生命里面。
Lord God, I pray that you would use us all this week.
求你就在这礼拜使用我们。
We're going to be with family members this Thanksgiving.
我们都会在感恩节跟家人聚会。
Lord, I pray that our family members will see the love that we have that's in you.
求神让我们在家人里面可以彰显到从你而来的爱心。
And help us to pray for opportunity to share your good news.
求你就让我们可以珍惜可以传福音的机会。
Our time clock is ticking.
其实我们的时间并不多。
Let's use the time that you give us wisely.
求你让我们可以有智慧的运用我们的时间。
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
奉主名求，阿门。